want to take a moment. Tri-State Dairy Conference coming up in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. As usual, this time of year, we put together a program, you know, back in the fall, and then we kind of begin to wonder, you know, what kind of turnout we're going to be. And our registration is excellent at this point in time. Looks like we're going to be up from last year. We got a lot of great speakers coming in from across the U.S. and Canada as well. And so, you know, trying to focus on some of the things that are affecting the industry in terms of improving feeding of the animals, to trying to improve profitability on farms. And you know, we got some speakers addressing some things that have really been critical lately in the dairy industry of forage quality, inventory, you know, because of the drought last year has got some challenges for us. And so we got speakers addressing that. And there's something there for everybody, you know, regardless of what stage of career you're in the feed industry or veterinarians. We don't get very many dairy farmers there, but we do get a few. It's mostly focused on those who are offering nutritional advice, but looks like it's going to turn out to be another great program.
So is it because of the year that we had last year that you think attendance is as strong as it is this year?
Well, that certainly could be. And as we looked at putting the program together, we tried to get some of those really key topics that would attract people in. I think also is that we continue to try to provide other opportunities for people while we're there. We have nutrition software workshop starting on Monday evening that's interested by a number of people. We are continually increasing student involvement. We have an undergraduate presentation program. We have a graduate student presentation program. And so I think our number of students are up as well. And so trying to provide opportunities for more and more people of a different interest.
For those individuals whose maybe their schedule has changed that they could attend, is there still an opportunity to be there?
Oh, absolutely. People can walk in. We prefer pre-registration, but not required. And so, yeah, absolutely. Just walk in and we'll get you registered. And even if you can only come one day, that's certainly allowance for that as well. Because people are busy and sometimes they don't know if they're available until the day before.